Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So, Chet, today we're looking at James chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. It says in the New King James, "Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another?" My feeling on this is that we are never to judge our neighbor or brethren. That is God's job alone. And if we judge, we are usurping his position. Now, according to Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, we are to involved in restoring one back into fellowship. Galatians 6, 1 says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." So there's a difference in motive. 6:1 is not judging, but consoling, bringing someone back into fellowship. James 4:11 is judging, taking God's position. I'd like to hear what your position is on this.
I think you're on the right track with your interpretation. In James chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, the emphasis is on the danger of assuming a position of moral superiority over others. When we judge others, we essentially place ourselves above the law and the ultimate lawgiver, who is God. This kind of judgmental attitude can lead to self-righteousness and a lack of humility. On the other hand, Galatians chapter 6 highlights a different approach, one of gentle restoration and care. This passage encourages believers to help restore those who have fallen into sin, but to do so with humility and an awareness of their own vulnerabilities. The goal here is restoration and unity, not condemnation or superiority. So the key difference lies in the motive and the approach. Judging others places us in a position that belongs only to God, while restoring others is about helping them return to fellowship with a spirit of love and humility. Your distinction is well-founded, and it aligns with the broader biblical principle of correcting in love rather than condemning in pride.